Chapter 2 Emma's enthusiastic yips pierced the fog of Catherine's sleep. Groaning, she rolled over in bed and shoved her face under the pillow. Even muffled, her dog's excitement needled into her ears.
What time is it?
Emma barked again, and Catherine's sleepless night returned to her in vivid clarity. She'd stayed up with her dog until Emma vomited. Even then, she'd feared the pug wasn't cured. After all that activity, Emma had simply curled up and gone to sleep. With a sinking feeling, Catherine had done the same.
But if Emma was barking...
Catherine bolted up in bed. She threw off the coverlet, sliding her feet onto the chilly wooden floorboards. She hadn't purchased bed curtains yet, so the only thing separating her from where Emma had climbed onto the trunk beneath the windowsill was the pink rug she had taken from her father's residence. It was the only rug in the house, as Catherine was far too preoccupied to go shopping for furnishings, let alone decorations. Her bare toes curled against the floorboards and soft rug as she raced to her dog. As she approached, Emma peered over her shoulder with a wagging tail. Her eyes were bright, and she seemed in good spirits. Relief quickened Catherine's heartbeat, and she snatched her dog from the windowsill, twirling her around until Emma started to wriggle free. She hugged the dog to her chest.
Oh, you're well again!
So well, in fact, that she had returned to announcing the arrival of strangers in the neighborhood. A month had passed since they'd moved to Charles Street, and Emma had grown accustomed to the residents. The staff of the various houses and frequent visitors she'd learned to ignore. However, Emma continued to announce the presence of strangers and dogs, no matter the time of day. This morning, Catherine didn't mind being roused from a fitful sleep. It was a sign that Emma was healthy once more. Grinning, she turned to the array of trunks housing her clothes due to the lack of a wardrobe. Thoughtfully, Harriet had laid out the day's clothes. Despite the fact that it took her half an hour longer to don the dress and fashion her hair without Harriet's help, Catherine's spirits buoyed as she carried Emma downstairs for breakfast. An enticing smell of cooked oats met her nose. Following it, she reached the Spartan breakfast room. Harriet was already there, laying out two place settings for breakfast, as she'd taken to eating her meals with Catherine. In a house with no other servants, there was no need for formality. Tucking her unruly brown hair behind one ear, Harriet smiled at Catherine.
"You're awake. I was about to see if you wanted some breakfast."
Catherine balanced her dog on the swell of her hip.
"Why didn't you wake me sooner? Prue and Lord Annandale arrive within the hour."
Harriet shrugged sheepishly.
"You were up so late with Emma, I thought you needed the extra sleep."
She held out her hands for Emma.
"Come here, girl, I have something for you too."
As Harriet fussed with the dog, straightening the ribbon decorating her neck, Catherine took a seat. She couldn't restrain the grin that split her face.
"She's completely recovered. I can't believe it."
Though why she had doubted Dr. Gammon's expertise, she didn't know. He'd always given her cause to believe him skilled at his work.
"Not entirely recovered. I had to take her outside at least 3 times this morning, but she's in far better spirits today than she was yesterday. I'm going to try her with a little fresh meat and see how her stomach handles it."
Catherine nodded and peered into her empty bowl.
"You mentioned breakfast?"
Harriet set the dog in the corner by a dish, where Emma happily lapped up the morsels left for her. Turning back, Harriet hefted a pot with triumph. Skillfully wielding the ladle, she scooped up the contents and deposited them into Catherine's bowl. The porridge was thin and watery, with clumps of unpalatable mess. Truthfully, it looked like something Emma had regurgitated. Beholding it, Catherine lost her appetite. Forcing a smile, she dipped her spoon into the gruel and stirred it around. Cheerfully, Harriet helped herself to the dish and poured a frugal amount of honey over the top. Although Catherine doubted that honey or milk would make the breakfast edible, she helped herself to both. She lifted a spoon halfway to her mouth.